Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Stow.
We're going to have a little chat.
I'm just going to have a little chat with this guy.
Stow.
We do it every week. We chat with Stuart McMillan. Good morning, Stu.
Hello, Scott J. Gow.
What do you got for me today?
Robot umpires.
Wow.
Hello, I am a robot.
I'm on the fence about robot umpires.
Okay, tell me why.
And for any sport. There's something about the human element that is being lost. And it's even if it's right or wrong, it's like it's still a human making the decision. And they had a pretty good reason why. Calls at first base or, you know, a free kick or something. I don't know.
Wait, hold on. You said in other sports. I mean, this is specifically about baseball.
This is about baseball more so.
Well, I was going to say.
I think the future is robot umpires.
And all I could think about was like a soccer game and there's a robot running down the field. I'm sure it'll happen one day. But back to baseball.
Yeah.
There is good reason for having robot umpires. When you watch games, you see these horrendous, I mean, just horrendous
really bad
calls. A couple with St. Louis this season.
Yeah.
Where you got to be, first of all, that ball was five feet outside the strike zone.
And where ended games.
Yeah.
Where,
I know
like,
that famous one where they waited 3 hours for the rain delay, and then they came back and one pitch decided it, and it was the worst call I've ever seen.
So part of me doesn't want to lose this human element.
I get that.
And have a robot back there that's making all the calls. You know, there's gut decisions on balls and strikes sometimes. When a ball is being curved in or if it's framed right there on the corner. You know, I just wonder sometimes if they took away that little square that we see on the screen, mm-hmm. if they would be a lot closer than they actually are.
Most of the time.
Right?
Yes. It's just those exceptions where you say, that ball went into the stands and he called it a strike. I mean, stuff like that, and I'm barely exaggerating.
But I love justice. I love getting it right. I love getting calls right.
Yes.
Do we need every ball and strike perfected?
It's a fair question.
I just don't know. I really don't know the answer if we need absolutely every pitch perfect in every game.
But in other sports, there's a lot of subjective calls that cost teams games.
Yeah.
I mean, football, it happens more often where a call about pass interference where you get 35
totally
or 50 yards.
The game.
You know, there's the famous example of the New Orleans versus the Rams a few years ago in the NFC Championship game where it was clearly pass interference. Everyone in the universe saw it, and the referee just ignored it. And it cost the Saints the game.
Yeah. So here's the thing. In the future, many years down the road, robot umpires are everywhere. Every sport has robots. AI is controlling.
Are they also playing the games too?
Well, don't even start on that. But yeah, let's just say that all umpires are robots. Will that make rivals go away? Will it make arguing about games go away? Will that perfect the fan base in a way as well? Because if you're not arguing about, because listen to this for a second.
I'm listening.
Even when there's a close game, you know, you can give props to somebody winning a game and beating you. But when there's an umpire decision that affects the game, for some reason, the team that that benefits, they're trash. They're trash. You know, and like as a fan, you like take it out on the team as well. So it's this collective effort, and then conspiracy starts, and you're thinking that umpires, they're being paid off by the Cubs. You know, I believe if we had robot umpires, a lot of that rivalry stuff where we get so mad at each other about calls.
I don't know. I have this vision in my head of people going online and trashing the robots.
Well, it's like the robot's wrong, but how can, I mean, it's not. If the square on the screen is going to be our foundation.
That strikes and balls. I'm saying,
well,
I mean,
first base
sliding into second, I guess the robot could have a laser that would like
indicate.
Yeah. Famously, an NFL referee put an index card between the marker and the ball to see if there was any room.
Wow.
And I could just see the robot doing that with his eyes like a laser.
Yeah.
To see if the foot hit the bag. But I think a lot of calls still would have to be somewhat subjective in a lot of sports. So I don't buy the notion that we're just going to have robots on and everywhere. And I don't think that would be good for sports. It is sour grapes sometimes. Even if you have a good beef, you know, just be up by 18 points with 2 minutes left and don't get hosed.
Right.
So you
or score 10 runs somewhere.
Yeah, I mean, yeah. If you dominate the game, then the referees will not have any impact on it.
Right.
So play better.
That's part of it.
But as a fan, you can't play better. You just have to take it.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Right. I think soccer has the most like inconsistencies on calls.
Me.
Watching city games this year, it seems like 1 week we'll get a call on handball and we'll get a free kick and we'll miss it and then the next week the other team gets a free kick for something that's like completely just off the wall, and you're like, what is the rule here? Because in soccer there's so much open discussion,
subjectivity.
It's a ton in soccer, a ton.
But and the other issue watching the tournaments this summer is the flopping. There is so much flopping in soccer.
Yeah.
I can't take it anymore, and the referees just gobble it up every time. And then you see the replay. The flopping needs to be punished more.
So
they have a rule in hockey and in soccer where if you flop, you know, you go to the penalty box in hockey, you get a foul, a yellow card,
or red, depending on how bad it is.
Right, but they rarely do that.
It is rare.
It's stop flopping.
Robot umps, take over, please take over our lives so everything is perfect. Thank you. Goodbye.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.